A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. When the day came to purify them according to the law of Moses, the couple brought Jesus up to Jerusalem so that he could be presented to the Lord. For it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be consecrated to the Lord. They came to offer in sacrifice a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons in accord with a dictate in the law of the Lord. There lived in Jerusalem at the time a certain man named Simeon. He was just and pious and awaited the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not experience death until he had seen the anointed of the Lord. He came to the temple now, inspired by the Spirit, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform for him the customary ritual of the law, he took him in his arms and blessed God in these words, "Now, Master, you can dismiss your servant in peace. You have fulfilled your word, for my eyes have witnessed your saving deed, displayed for all the peoples to see, a revealing light to the Gentiles, the glory of your people Israel." The Gospel of the Lord. Right now, my life is in upheaval. There are problems at work, problems with relationships, living from paycheck to paycheck financially. The bishop of our diocese made changes in our parish so that he is relocating Dominican friars, and now the closest friars will be 150 miles away. We have health problems in our family, and right now I'm sitting in a mechanic shop trying to figure out how to get my daughter's car to pass auto emissions. Sound familiar? I'm sure it does. Every one of us face daily struggles. When I look at my struggles compared to earthquakes in Haiti or the war in Afghanistan, they seem so small. But when I'm facing them day to day, sometimes they can be overwhelming. As we read today's gospel, if we look between the lines, we can see the Holy Family probably had similar daily struggles. Their offering of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons was the offering of a simple family, not a wealthy one. It probably was a true sacrifice to be able to buy those birds to offer at the temple. But they were a devout family. Following God's law was a part of their daily lifestyle. By presenting their son in the manner prescribed by Jewish law, they were showing that even though they had an idea of the greatness of their child, they would see that he would partake in the fullness of the human experience. Our Almighty God embracing the encounter with the daily struggles of being human. The Gospels don't tell us much of our Lord's early years, but perhaps it is because they would assume we could fill in the blanks with our own human experience. A family in poverty, living in an occupied country, a husband earning his living through manual labor. They must have had their share of daily struggles, and Jesus lived them all. When our daily struggles get overwhelming, we can look to Jesus and the Holy Family as our guide. With their simple faith, they trusted in the promise of God. He would send a Messiah that would make all things right. But if that is true, why are things still not right? Why are there still earthquakes, wars, and daily struggles that seem to overwhelm us? Because the Messiah came to make right our relationship with God. The daily struggles are part of the human experience. If they weren't, the Lord would have ignored them and waved a magic wand so he wouldn't have to experience them. But he didn't do that. He lived them. He came not to ignore humanity, but to encounter it and embrace it, to become one with it. He overcame the daily struggles by connecting humanity with divinity. The Messiah was sent to put humanity back in connection with their Creator. That's what we are called to do as well. When those daily struggles tend to overwhelm us, when we can't see an end in sight, we put our relationship to God first. We make right our encounter with the Lord, and the daily struggles will be a part of the background. Our focus will be on the big picture. We can remember the words of Simeon. My eyes have witnessed your saving deed, displayed for all the peoples to see, a revealing light to the Gentiles, the glory of your people Israel. We can also remember that simple Jewish family who brought God's Son to be presented at the temple.